It's the most wonderful time of the year.
A winter blunderland. A festive event where children get to meet Santa in County Down has been cancelled after organisers apologised that it had fallen way short of our expectations. The Winter Wonderland NI event held at Clandeboy Estate in Bangor was due to run from the 16th to the 23rd of December, but it has now been axed. In a statement to the BBC, the Clandeboy Estate said it had leased the venue for the week and was not involved in the delivery of the event. Natalie Jackson and Scott Wallace brought their kids to the event. Natalie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Natalie. Scott, morning to you.
Morning.
Natalie, let's start with you. What did you see? What happened?
Well, like any event and something like this, you kind of expect there to be a crowd. So we had left early to head down, and on arrival, we were greeted by two guys who were basically talking over the top of each other and confusing us, but they had said that they were running behind. And so they had told us that we needed to go and stand in an inflatable bar to be waited to be called by a member of staff. Now, we had never seen anybody in the forecourt of the Clandeboy Lodge or a Clandeboy Estate report to us to tell us when Santa was going to be available. There was no signs, there was no schedule, there was no list of anything to inform us what was happening on the day. Instead, we were left in an inflatable bar that didn't serve any alcohol or that. You did have to buy drinks. Nothing was free in this place whatsoever. And you just sat and waited, and we must have been there for over an hour. And had a member of public not said to me, "Are you not the 20 past 12 slot?" we probably would have missed our slot, because a member of staff didn't fail to tell us that Santa was ready to see us.
How much had you paid for the event in the first place?
£25 per child. So I had two children, so £50 in total. And I don't know what we actually got for that. There was nothing there that made us believe that this was real quality. There was everything you had, whenever you walked into the venue, you had to pay for it. Our first port of call was actually the German burger bar area, in which I got a half-cooked burger. It was raw on one side, and we paid £5 for that. That my initial reaction was then, this is not going to be good for us. And we were led then, whenever we followed the rest of the crowd over to what we believed to be Santa, was into a cold room where there was this lady reading a story who got interrupted constantly by other customers coming in because staff had failed to tell them that this was their slot. And she was reading a story from a book, which she was criticising the whole way through because she thought it was inappropriate and old-fashioned to our children. And it was really inappropriate, and it was unprofessional. The room itself that we were in was cold. It was
sorry. Damp. She was criticising the story she was reading herself.
Yeah, she was, and she was meant to be an elf. So that in itself annoyed us. But there was no.
It sounds like a farce. This.
It was a farce. You couldn't have really made it up. Anything that went wrong or could be wrong with an event like this was exactly what it was. It was atrocious. There was nothing right from the outset. There was no festive feel. There was no winter aspect. There was no Christmas aspect.
Ah, come on. It must have been done up in the grotto.
No, there was nothing. There wasn't even a grotto for Santa. Whenever we were then led across to this, now we had a buggy, and all the footways, all the footpaths had been covered by the inflatable bars or the eateries. So we actually had to push our buggy over the gravel because you couldn't get past all the generators. Like, I don't know if there had ever been a risk assessment carried out for this sort of event. But whenever we went over to the outshed, I don't even know what it was, but it was a falling down building, basically, where Santa sat. And there must have been about 15 to 20 families gathered around this small room, going round the table, waiting to go in to see Santa. And when we went in, my daughter said to me, "Mummy, why can I see the elastic on Santa's beard?" And I just thought, oh no, this is horrendous. It was the worst Santa outfit I'd ever seen. I mean, he had painted on eyebrows. You could not describe it or imagine it to be any worse. It was just awful. And to come out of it all.
And your daughter's now wondering why Santa has a string around his beard.
Yeah, I mean, she's just turned six. She's obviously questioning Santa, and, you know, is that his helper? And, you know, we've had to say, you know, we've got elf on the shelf, and we just say like that Santa's sent one of his helpers to on that day to give you a present. That's what we've kind of tried to lead her to believe. And
what would you say to the organisers of this event?
What, you know, and I initially thought it was Clancy Boy had organised it, and since I've gone on and explained about it, it was obviously an outside company. But saying that, it was advertised to be in the Clancy Boy estate, and I thought, well, this is going to be good. You know, it's a venue for weddings. You know, surely they've vetted the event company, so it's going to be legit. It wasn't legit. It was a complete con. It was a shambles from.
Well, con is a strong word, isn't it? It didn't meet your expectations. Let's see if it met Scott's expectations. And if you're at this yourself, 0330 80 55 55. Scott, morning to you.
Morning.
How many kids did you bring to this?
We brought our two children to it.
What was it like, Scott?
So we had booked for shortly after 6 p.m. And whenever we got there, my wife actually questioned, were we in the right place? Because it was no signage for it or anything. We accidentally walked in the side gate, the courtyard, instead of through the main entrance, because there was no signage at all. We were told that Santa was in the corner room. And I think by this point, Santa had moved from the outbuilding. And it was literally, I don't know how to describe it, just a room with a couple of fairy lights thrown up on the wall and kind of social club seats around the side of the wall with the Christmas tree plonked there. And you know, the kids saw Santa for about 30 seconds, got a picture taken, and that was us kicked back out again. The ice rink didn't have any ice.
The ice rink didn't have any ice?
No, it was slippery plastic, and it was nearly pitch black inside the marquee where it was, so you were risking tripping over all the ice skates that had been discarded. And when you actually got onto it, there was nobody was supervising the ice rink. You know, from a health and safety point of view, it was an absolute nightmare.
What was your photo like with Santa?
Well, so we didn't get a photo. They took a photo, and then whenever we asked where the photo was, we were told that the printer was broken and they couldn't print it. But they would email us the picture, and then whenever we confirmed it was the right picture, they would print it out and post it to us. But as I pointed out to them, in the grotto, they didn't take our name, our order number, or any identifying details.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Your kid, how old were your kids?
One's 8 and one's 5.
So they go to see Santa.
Yes.
If I take your description, there's now light thrown up against the wall, and they don't even get a photograph at the end of it. Santa's printer's broken.
Picture was taken. Yeah, a picture was taken. They couldn't print it out, and they were going to email the picture. So whenever we asked how they were going to identify the right picture, they said, well, we'll send you a few to make sure it's the right one. And my wife pointed out the child protection issues around randomly emailing out pictures to people. It was just a farce from start to finish. The cinema was showing like 2-hour-long films instead of something short that you could watch for a little while. It didn't look like it had been cleaned all day. There was popcorn discarded everywhere. The market stalls were all packing up because, as I gather, the rest of Saturday afternoon had gone even worse than this point. It was literally like a ghost town at this point.
And there was no ice in the ice rink?
No, just slippery plastic.
How do you feel about this, Scott? I can imagine.
It was a farce from start to end. The management was nowhere to be found. There was a guy there called Ben, who was apparently the web designer. He was there to check that the ticketing went okay. And he was very apologetic, and he handled it as well as he could. We have already got our refund processed through it already. But you know, the private NI company that ran this are apparently a wedding and events company that, you know, do this professionally, and there was nothing professional about it.
So you've got your money back already?
Yes.
Natalie, have you got your money back?
No, I haven't. I had sent an email requesting a refund, and they sent a generic email out like as a mailer to say that if you're going on from the 18th to the 23rd or that, we will refund you. So there was no sign of anybody who had been to the event was going to get their money back. So I had...
Well, that's why it's interesting that, Scott, you have, because I was wondering the same. I can see their statement here where they say all ticket holders from the period, for the period 18 to the 23rd of December, will be given a full refund. In other words, from today. But it doesn't refer to whether people who went to this, what you guys are describing as a disaster, will get their money back. Although Natalie Scott's story that he got his money back is interesting.
Yeah,
that therefore sets a precedent, certainly, surely, that they're going to give you your money back.
Yeah, there's I just got the impression that because this was such a badly run event that the company were going to disappear. So I got the impression that potentially I wasn't going to get a refund, and that's how I felt. If I do, brilliant. But it's not something that I will ever forget. You know, we went to this event to make memories with our kids, and unfortunately the memories aren't what we had expected, and the kids came away very disappointed.
Let's bring Andrew in. Natalie and Scott, thank you. Andrew, morning to you.
Morning.
Morning. So you set up a Facebook page to communicate with other people who weren't happy about this, did you?
Pretty much. I tried to stand up for the people, Stephen, a bit like yourself. Essentially, I suppose what happened was we as a family were due to go on Sunday morning. And on Saturday night, I noticed a lot of negative posts appearing on the Winter Wonderland official Facebook page.
And just to be clear, anytime we refer to Winter Wonderland, this is Winter Wonderland NI, who held this event at Clandeboy Estate in Bangor.
Correct.
So
correct.
Any other company with a similar name, we are not talking about.
Correct. Correct. I'm not even actually sure if it's a limited company. I did a bit of research on that too. But essentially, I got nervous on Saturday night thinking, hold on, I meant to bring my 6-year-old and my 4-year-old up to this. We paid quite a lot of money for it. It wasn't a cheap event. And I started to get a bad feeling, and as the evening wore on, there were hundreds upon hundreds of comments appearing about how bad this was. And then the organisers appeared to step in and delete the posts from their official Facebook page, at which point I decided, okay, this is not good. You know, it's got a bad feeling about it. It's not how you treat your customers. And so I started saving the feedback because I thought in a refund position, if we have evidence and photographs, then it gives a bit of weight behind our argument. So I ended up creating a second Facebook page for unofficially for visitors to post up their reviews and their images and try and gather all that into one place. And basically the night just got taken up trying to deal with people's requests, reviews, and trying to work out what was going on because the event company themselves really didn't communicate at all. They had every opportunity to, but failed to address any of the comments.
Describe to me what you saw.
Well, I then decided I would go up on the Sunday morning myself without my kids because I didn't want to risk taking them. So we were due to see Santa at 11:30. I arrived up just about 11 o'clock and I walked in and really nothing was ready. None of the stands were open. None of the inflatable things were actually inflated. You know, there was no staff, there was no face painter there, there was nobody apart from some of the traders on the inside. And I'm going, well, you know, people are arriving, not just me, there was other customers all arriving. Friends of ours actually went in to see Santa. I had a quick look at the inn and as was said, they got 30 seconds of what's your name and here, have a present. Now, when we booked it, we were asked to fill out our children's names, what they wanted for Christmas, etc. So you'd expect a bit of interaction from Santa saying, you know, having some conversation, asking you what you wanted, you know, with some knowledge in advance. But there was none of that, unfortunately. So I took a quick video, rang my wife and said, listen, there's no point in even bringing the kids up here. It's a disaster.
Have we got this video? I would like to see
that. You have the video. I believe it's on the BBC website and I believe it's on a lot of national newspapers this morning, yes. And again, that sort of shows, I suppose, the power of social media now when this sort of thing does happen. It was not my intention to, you know, cause any harm to anyone. All I was doing was aggregating feedback, but it seems to have been picked up upon. And hopefully it's lent some weight to the fact that refunds are now being given also to the Saturday and Sunday people. So, again, I suppose I don't see why I'm having to clarify this on behalf of the organisers, but I got a refund through this morning myself. I created a PayPal dispute and it was accepted. So I believe that, as you say, the precedent is set for ticket holders on a Saturday and Sunday if they email in, or if they contact presumably credit card companies or PayPal, there's a fair chance you will get a refund.
Here's Ben next. Morning, Ben.
Hi, Stephen.
Go ahead, Ben. You were a stall holder.
Yeah, we were stall holder basically on Saturday on the first day, and right from the get go, it really just looked like there was something wrong. I mean, where we were actually located, we were stuck in a little room. It wasn't like a festive Christmas market like you'd expect, and we were actually stuck in a room which was, as people come in, their back, they were getting their tickets, and their back was to us. So no one was actually able to even come in and see what we, you know, my wife makes things for our craft business, and there wasn't even a chance to sell it. So we all, as all the stallholders, got together and went in the early afternoon and asked for a refund, because we 4 days booked, you know, and paid for, and we were promised a refund, but have yet not heard back anything from them.
Yeah, so you haven't got your money back?
Nope, nothing back at all. And we paid, as I say, up front for 4 days.
Much did you pay?
It was like £20 a day, just like, I mean, it's not a massive amount of money, but it's still, you know, it's our money.
Yeah.
So we were promised it, and he said it'll be done by 8 o'clock that evening, and nothing back. Sent several emails, but to no avail. So that was the guy, Ben.
How do you feel about this, Ben?
I'm disgusted, really, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, I was disgusted for seeing children upset at Christmas. I know, you know, they sold people a dream of taking their kids out for, you know, a magical Christmas experience. And, you know, I think they were just trying to make a quick buck and clear off.
Well, look, there's a statement in here from the organisers. They say... Winter NI would like to apologise for the Bangor Winter Wonderland event, which has fallen way short of our expectations. For this reason, it's been decided, they say, to cancel the event from Monday the 18th of December. While we understand that this will be greatly disappointing to many, we feel we cannot recover from the negative publicity, and it is clear we have hosted an event which has not met the high standards we had aimed to deliver. All ticket holders for the period 18 to the 23rd of December will be given a full refund and should not travel to the event. And then they apologise. Well, again, what is interesting within that statement is that they are not offering within that statement to give a refund to the people who have already visited this event. So I think we need to chase the owners of it and just get some clarity as to what is going on. So clearly something has gone wrong pretty badly there.